If you like tennis betting, William Hill offers the best in-play action you'll find. You can bet on the outrights, sets, games, and point by point. To guide you, there are stats, a court map, live action on William Hill TV, and dedicated experts looking for the best bets on the ATP and WTA tournaments on in-play radio. Plus, there'll be extended radio coverage of the Grand Slams. To get involved, tweet the studio at Will Hill In Play or email inplayradio@williamhill.co.uk.
Well, it's time to look at the final of the Barclays ATP World Tour final. Novak Djokovic versus Roger Federer. Delighted to say that freelance tennis broadcaster Nick Lester's on the line. Nick, you've been there all week enjoying the tournament. Obviously, we'd like to have seen Andy Murray there, but if he can't be there, then this is probably the final that everyone wanted.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's been a slightly underwhelming week, I think, Lee, all in with the singles. Obviously, the singles hasn't really caught fire. There's been a lot of very short matches, and in a strange kind of way, the doubles was actually taking precedence, which is very unusual here. It doesn't often happen that way. The singles have been disappointing. I think the nature of the way the groups worked out probably have aided that in many ways. Djokovic obviously was a good head-to-head against everyone in his group, and Murray not playing as well as he could have done, likewise Raonic. So it's kind of just been the two best players. The semi-finals were fantastic. Federer for about the third match in the last couple of months, surviving match points. I mean, it's incredible the way he's been able to dig a few matches out in the last sort of season or so. So, yeah, you're right, it has. I mean, these two players have obviously been, outside of Nadal, have been the best two of the year, and it's got a perfect final.
The head-to-heads make interest in reading between these two, don't they? Because I think when you look at the odds, 2-7 Djokovic, 11-4 Federer, you know, you look at the head-to-heads and there's not an awful lot between them. And even, you know, this year, to be fair to Roger Federer, I mean, when people were saying he was done and dusted, he's given as good as he's got. I mean, I suppose you would say that Djokovic, when it comes to the finals, has always seems to have had the upper hand. But Federer, of course, beat him in Shanghai. Federer also won in Monte Carlo, didn't he? And in Dubai as well. It's just, you know, the finals of Indian Wells and Wimbledon, where Novak Djokovic was able to exert his authority. Do you think the prices are fair? Do you think Roger Federer should be as big an outsider as he is?
No, I don't. I think that's a big price on Federer. I really do. I think despite the fact he had a long match last night, finished very late, you know, these guys are used to that. I think we've played the age card over and over again, and we've kind of been a little wrong in that regard. I think that's a big price on Federer. There's two factors in this one. I think if you take the last meeting in Shanghai, Shanghai was officially the quickest surface of the year. Now, that certainly aided and abetted Federer. You know, the way he attacked Djokovic, he was able to come in. He was able to use the slice back end. He was able to dominate the net. You know, we hadn't seen that for years. We hadn't seen these guys, probably the best defenders in the sport, Murray, Nadal, Djokovic. We hadn't seen these guys dictated to in this manner at the net until that match. And Federer played 1980s tennis in a regard of a way that was just so effective on the quickest court of the year, and that is the big factor. This court is not as quick. This is a much less livelier court. This is a dead court in many ways. The bounce isn't particularly high. A ball doesn't come through, it drops, and that's the worry. That's the big worry. This is the ideal surface for Novak Djokovic. It is absolutely perfect for him. And Federer is going to have to find a way if he's going to get in. I mean, he's said all week, it's tough to get in. It's tough to be aggressive on here. You know, we saw Wawrinka yesterday dominate Federer from the back of the court. Now, Djokovic is a different sort of player. He's not going to blow holes in you, but at the same time, he's not going to miss. So the worry for me is the surface, is the conditions. And yeah, there is a little bit of concern about how Federer is going to pull up after yesterday, because despite what I said, it was a long match. He has played a lot of tennis. I just think the conditions here are ideal for Djokovic. The surface and everything else that goes with it. His indoor record is outstanding. He hasn't lost an indoor match in 2 years. And I just feel that he's going to be able to just have enough today.
It's difficult to pick fault with Djokovic, of course, but I was interested in the match yesterday, the semi-final, when, you know, he admitted that he lost concentration. Maybe it was a little bit of a come down, he said, from getting the world number one slot, and he obviously celebrated that with some gusto. I mean, the crowd went against him a little bit as well, that double fault, didn't they? When there was a bit of cheering for the double fault, he seemed to lose his rag a touch there, Djokovic.
Yeah, and I think this is where Djokovic lets himself down, isn't it, a little bit. You know, he plays the popularity card sometimes, how he's not as popular as the others, and yet he does that yesterday at the O2, and you can now sort of see how at times he doesn't help himself a little bit. But, you know, he apologises afterwards. He let the moment kind of get the better of him, and, you know, he wobbled. There's no doubt. In the third set, he was down 15-40 in the first game against Nishikori, who I think will kick on next year. I genuinely think Nishikori is a Grand Slam winner, for my money. I really do. I think the way he his ball striking from the back of the court is right up there with Djokovic. I think he can live with Djokovic on the few guys that can from the back of the court. I'd expect him to kick on next year. But, yeah, I mean, listen, there's very little Djokovic has done wrong out here. And Federer's got to serve well. He served 38%, I think it was, against Murray. Got to serve a few more first serves. Got to get a high percentage of first serves today. That's always the case with him. He needs 3 points. But let's be honest, at the same time, he's playing the best return of the games he's ever seen. But even if he's making a lot of first serves, as we saw with Raonic when he plays Djokovic, Djokovic is able to put the ball back with such great lengths. And I just, for me, I just think in a baseline exchange between these two, there's only one guy I'm backing. And 9 times out of 10, that's Djokovic. And that's why I have to lean with him still at the moment.
Yeah, this is a fair enough argument. Just looking back, you know, they played each other in the ATP World Tour Finals back in 2012, and Djokovic won in straight sets there, 7-6, 7-5. So it wasn't easy by any stretch. Since then, Djokovic has beaten Federer on 4 occasions. Each of those 4 occasions, Nick, has gone to 3 or 5 sets, depending on the tournament. I sense that you like Djokovic, but you think Federer could get something out of the match. Is that fair?
Djokovic,
2 sets to 1 is 14-5.
Yeah, no, I really do. I mean, obviously, the only concern is if Federer does go a set down, how much he's going to have left over the course of this. But it is effectively, it's not the last match of the year for him. He's got Davis Cup final, but it is effectively the last match on the ATP World Tour for him. So, you know, I can see this going to 3. I can see this being a big finale. I think the week probably deserves it after the week we've had, and I think Federer has it in him to get a set. You know, this tournament's got a fairly long history of long matches, so I do think this, I mean, for me, I'd definitely be leaning with Djokovic. I think over the distance, I think 3 sets for the serve for me will do it.
Yeah, and the other thing that's noticeable in those wins since 2012 were the amount of long sets, 7-5s or tie breaks in them as well. So it could be a long drawn out thing. I think that's, as you say, Nick, that's what everyone wants. Everyone wants a long drawn out thing. We don't want to, you know, kind of a 6-1, 1-6, 6-3 or something like that, do we? We want it to be as tense as it possibly can be.
Exactly. And as I say, I just think conditions here will slightly suit Djokovic overall. That's why for me, I just think he's going to be tough to beat today.
Yeah, the other way, if you think it's going to be a long match, there's a load of markets available, by the way, on williamhill.com. Over 22.5 games in the match is even money, and that might attract a few people.
Yeah, I like that. I definitely like
Federer
that.
Can stay with it. Yeah, and Federer on the handicap as well, plus 3.5 games. You have to do your math on that one. But if it's close, obviously, that'll land. That's even money as well. So Djokovic in 3, basically, Nick?
Yeah, that's for me. That's where my money will certainly be.
Perfect. Thanks for your time previewing the ATP World Finals and the other tennis this season, Nick. Enjoy today, and we'll speak to you next season.
Pleasure, Lee.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.